In the Dark with the Duke by Christy Caldwell. Performed by Tim Campbell. The rules were clear. They were simple. Always land the hardest, sharpest blow. The decisive one that, when properly dealt, ultimately kills. And that ruthlessness was what brought the nobility round. After all, they would turn out coin for the cruelest of pleasures, and those cruelest pleasures were what kept Hugh Savage alive. Or they had, until tonight. Hugh jabbed a fist out, punching swiftly at the air. From the reflection in the cracked beveled mirror, he caught sight of his visitor before the man even spoke.
You do know what you have to do.
Hugh met that question with nothing more than another practiced blow that hissed in the quiet. The desperate ones always wanted a damned meeting, as if they had something meaningful to contribute. Ultimately, Hugh had come to realize those lessons were more about the obnoxious knobs convincing themselves that they had some control over the matchup, when really the two men in the ring were the only ones who mattered. Restraining the fury pumping through him, Hugh let his fist fly, coming so close to the mirror his knuckles brushed the glass. Jab, jab, jab. Yes, the last thing Hugh, a bare-knuckle fighter, needed was a lesson, and certainly not from the man who'd come here as a coach. He might come from the highest ranks of London high society, but in these streets, Hugh was king of the ring. He faced the Lord. Nearly 40 years older than Hugh's 15, the man was smaller by 3 stone, shorter by 1 foot, and stupider by 1 lot. Hefting his shirt overhead, Hugh tossed it aside and the colour drained from the fine gent's fleshy cheeks. A clamour of cheers and cries went up outside the doorway, in the room where even now the latest contest ensued. Over that din, Hugh could still make out distinct sounds. The audible swallow of the masked lord as he took in Hugh's scarred and marked chest, the rapid bobbing of the gent's throat, the scratch of fabric as the gent clenched and unclenched his jacket.
I know how to fight, Hugh said, speaking his first word since his handler had sent him back to ready for this match. And even if I didn't, the last person I'd take tutelage from is one like you.
Surprise brought the old man's eyebrows flying up over the tops of the fabric, obscuring his face. Hugh smiled coldly. They were always startled by his crisp tones, always unsettled, as though they'd stumbled upon an anomaly, a fine-speaking person who had no place in these parts. But despite Hugh's flawless King's English, none would ever dare dispute or question that this was the only place he belonged.